Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. Today, I want to talk to you about the secret in connecting with prospects. Would you like to become more influential with the people that you're prospecting? Would you like to become a magnet for people to come to you? Would you like for people on your team and yourself to make more product sales and to recruit more people? Well, my guess, if you're like me and everybody else on my team, the answer is yes, yes, and yes. Now, let me tell you what the secret is in terms of recruiting and really becoming a master recruiter or salesperson, I believe. I believe it begins and ends with connecting with people. Now, that sounds pretty easy, but I'm shocked to find out that most people, when I listen to them talk to prospects, is they don't really spend much time making any sort of connection. You know, sometimes people try to use the acronym FORM, family, occupation, recreation, meaning or money, what they want to do. What I want you to really understand is, and I'm really good at this, is when I'm talking to prospects, and I've made thousands, probably tens of thousands of prospecting calls to people all over the world, is I'm really good at connecting with people. And what I really do is I ask questions and I find out about where people are and, more importantly, where people want to go. And what I see people doing and what I hear people saying is when they're prospecting is they make it all about them, their company, how awesome their product is, how cool their challenge is or their car bonus is or whatever it is that they're promoting. They make it about the company and themselves. And I call that ego. Sometimes that's referred to as features. What I want you to do is I want you to shift your thinking to what's in it for the prospect. Some people refer to this as talk about the benefits. What's in it for the prospect? Because that's when you're going to get their attention. And they don't really care about your exotic berry or your shake that, you know, has this ingredient or that ingredient. They care about what all of those things do for them. They don't even care about your business opportunity if they want to make money. They care about how the business can help them create a better quality of life. So I want you to start thinking about when you talk to people, I want you to lead with the benefits and substantiate with the features. I want you to lead with what's in it for the prospect. But before we even get into that, the thing you must lead with is connection. Because without connection, the prospect is not going to be present. So many people talk at people as opposed to talking with people, the back and forth. Understand that people don't care about you or your products or your company. You absolutely can get people to care about you, your products, and your company once you make a connection. So you have to be mindful of the words that come out of your mouth. You really do. I think to be effective, you need to connect with where people are in their life. And what I mean by that is you really need to think about where people are in their struggle of life. And I want you to think about what they want. I want you to listen for what they want. Not what they need, but what they want. People don't do what they need to do. People do what they want to do. So what you have to do is you have to meet them in their hurt, in their struggle, in their troubles. And your goal is to be an effective communicator, otherwise known as an effective recruiter and salesperson, a sales professional. So you have to ask questions to figure out what they want in their life. A lot of times I begin a conversation with a prospect, even if I'm doing a three-way call, and say, how can I be of service to you? And I'll go, well, I don't know. I was like, well, tell me where you are and where you want to go. Because that's really the essence of it. I was talking with a rep today about where they were and where they wanted to go. And I said, you know, tell me a little bit about you and where are you in life and where you want to go. And she said, you know, I'd love to be able to quit my corporate job and do this full time. I've got a daughter I'd like to spend more time with and not really have a lot of security because I have no retirement. So now I'm getting to know where she's at, what keeps her up at night, what she's worried about. Now I can craft a plan, a strategy, if you will, to find out where she is and where she wants to go. Now I've got somebody who's going to be teachable and coachable. And that's really what you want. You know, interesting thing. People think, you know, once they prospect and they enroll somebody into their business, the process is over. Well, the process is just beginning, is truth be told. Now, I've brought people into my companies over the years at the top package, spending $1,000+. And some of those people have done absolutely nothing. And they let themselves and their ego get in the way. And try as I may to help them shift their thinking and their activities, some people are going to get it and some people aren't going to get it. But here's what I know, is that when you have a conversation and you choose your words very carefully, and people create or say to themselves, me too. I get where you're coming from and I want that too. You see, now you have that common bridge, that common point of interest. But I want you to be very, very mindful of this, because most people do not pay attention really and think about the words that they use. And you see, language is very, very powerful when used properly. Unfortunately, I think most people are sloppy with their language and sloppy with their words. And they don't really listen to what people are saying and listen to what people are not saying. Are you getting that? Listen to what people say and listen to what they don't say. And here's what I'll tell you that's really, really important, is learn to express, not impress. Learn to express and not impress. You see, because when you do that, prospects are going to get who you are because they can relate to you. Your ego is not going to overshadow them, make them feel small or belittled in any way. You're going to meet them where they are so that you can paint a picture of new possibilities and help them get to where they want to go. Does that make sense? You know, oftentimes people try to overcompensate, you know, their lack of success by making things bigger than they are. And while I appreciate that enthusiasm, and most time prospects can see right through that. So what I want for you is I want you to be a better communicator. So I want you to be mindful of your language. I want you to be mindful of the questions that you ask, which begs the question, are you asking questions? What questions do you ask when you're talking to a brand new prospect? What kind of bridges have you created? What kind of connections have you made between yourself and your prospect? Do you find yourself talking at people or with people? Do you find yourself being a visionary and painting a new possibility for this person, or just telling them how much money they can make and, you know, just getting them to that next point? Think about that. I want you to think about the next three prospects that you talk to. I want you to review the conversation that you had with them. And I want you to think about the language that you use, the words you use, the questions you ask, the connections that you made, and how they responded to those questions, those connections. You know, common things that I really try to look for are, you know, where people live, what have they done in the past, they have family, they have children, sports, you know, hobbies, what are the common points, where they go to school. And then the other thing that's really, really important that you do is when you tell the story of your company, your products, and your opportunity, is to use their language and not yours. And what I mean by that is, all too often, people use language like upline, downline, crossline, which is inside lingo, if you will, to the network marketing profession. And that really doesn't make much sense to a prospect. So what you have to do really is you have to shift your language to talk about your support team instead of upline. When you talk about your downline, it's the team of sales associates. People can get that. Don't use binary or hybrid or unilateral lingo. Talk about compensation. You want to simplify things. And as you talk with the individual, maybe you'll realize that they do have experience in the profession and you can start using language that makes sense to them. Remember, your job is to express so they understand what you're saying, not to impress by using language that they don't understand. Often is the case, I find that people use big words, words that some people aren't familiar with, to try to make a good impression when they're talking over somebody's head. Never talk over somebody's head. Meet them where they're at. Touch them at their heartstring. Share your story of struggle when you first got started. Share your stories of mistakes, of prospects not showing up. Talk about you wanted to quit. Talk about you didn't listen. Now, the prospect has probably come to a place of ease because a lot of those fears that they had going on in your mind, you've already experienced. Now you can take them to a place of prosperity and new possibility because they can relate to you. They get that you get them. Did you get what I just say? When people get that you get them and their struggles and their apprehensions, and you can relate to them because you've been there, but you've broken through those barriers. Now you've got somebody who is going to walk in the trenches with you and build a significant business with you. And that's really what you want. You see, this business is certainly about getting people to connect the dots of possibility, but you have to make a connection. You see, people have to know you, like you, and trust you. You've heard that before. That's not new information. I know this because you are tapped into the Home Business Radio Network. You hear it from many, many great, you know, hosts like Diane Hochman, Ray Higdon, all the top professionals that we have in our business. They say the same things, put their own personality into it. When's the last time you listened to how people spoke? When's the last time you listened for that? When's the last time you listened to inflection, pauses, speed? Were they talking fast? Were they excited? Or were they talking slow and pausing to make a dramatic point? You see, you have a gift, and that gift is called language. You have a gift, and that gift is called opportunity. And your job is to sort through the millions of people out there to find out who wants to play on your playground, who is looking for what you have to offer. And that's really what you want to look for. Look for people who are looking for what you have to offer. I hope this has made sense to you. My name is Terry Petrovic. Connect with me on my blog at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petrovic, petrol like oil, Vic, V-I-C-K.com, terrypetrovic.com. Remember this, my friend, you have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one, because you absolutely deserve it. Until next time, bye-bye for now.